again, we've got to be able to contextualize.
Hey, Buzz says Kiki back in effect. We're going to get a little vibe on this Kirk Franklin situation with his son, the 32-year-old bum in his fucking house. Okay, my nigga, get the fuck out. You can't abide by my rules. You got to go. Mr. Brown, or we were talking about it, he said, okay, yeah, Kirk Franklin, his own circumference. So what the fuck got this, made this bitch ass nigga? Instead of go and do it, like, look it up to your father, go and do the things your father did to make his life good and to complete your life. First of all, 32-year-old, nothing gonna sit in my house for that fucking long unless it's like a downfall time. Get your bitch ass up, my nigga, and stop playing with your father for real. He's a godly child.
Hey, boss says Kiki. Yeah. Boss says Kiki back in effect. Okay, we having a situation, a good convo with my mom, Marlene Jenkins. She's 65 years old, and she's a twin, an identical twin. We were having a conversation of COVID. So, long story short, she has a lot of insulation on COVID, and she's been to the hospital back and forth for a long time. She has a twin sister too also, and I wanted her input on the COVID. So again, I'm Boss Ass Kiki. This is Marlene J. How you doing, Ms. Jenkins?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, you sweet. Okay, now I'm gonna let you introvert on the COVID situation.
Yes, the COVID. I don't think it's for no. I think that only people that needs to take it is the people that is helping. It's not helping no one now. They still sick. And it's like, to me, it's making people sicker.
So you think like the volunteers need to take it first just so they could make
sure? I'm gonna tell you something I found out.
Yeah.
That the nurses that works with me, they don't take them.
That's what?
They said they don't take them because they haven't found a use in it. They, of course, a lot of people die.
So what I'm trying to figure out, if our own healthcare administrators or administrators or providers or anyone of that sort who work in your healthcare environment, why they don't take it? If it's so safe,
they not mandatory to take it.
That's what I'm saying. If it's so safe, yeah, don't you think they'll be the first to take it? Mm-hmm. So
you know, the first one that told me was my therapist. She said, "Miss Jenkins, I ain't feeling." She said, "'Cause I was no need in it."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's because they did medical, so they know their medical rights.
Right.
So I think they
get. She asked me, "When was I gonna take it?" I said, "I tell you right now, I'm not gonna never take it." She said, "Well," I said, "No, I'm not."
And what's your reasons for not taking it?
Because I got enough wrong with me, right, and I don't need nothing added to me.
And you're 65 years old, and
yes,
you never had or heard of no COVID period, right?
Not until I got it.
Yeah. Actually, she was diagnosed with COVID at one point, but my mom already had things going on with her. So at that point, they were saying everything, anything. You sneeze, you cough, you have asthma, it's COVID.
Right.
So it has.
Tell them what I said the first time you told me about the sneeze thing.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So you know how they say sleeve it? At first, you had to put your hand over your mouth. So actually, sleeve it, I've been making my kids sleeve it since. My oldest daughter, she'll be 23. Other one be 21, other one be 20. So I've been making them sleeve it for like 23 years. No, I'm gonna say 22 years. So because that's probably when the sleeve was more important. So I told my mom she needs to sleeve it because that's when everything was going around. I was so super scared. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Mom, won't you sleeve it? Here she go. I've been around 65 years and I ain't do no damn.
That's right. I didn't do no damn sleeve. I coughed. That's what I did. And I coughed with my arm. And they come back in here and tell me some damn sleeve to me. I said, y'all must be crazy.
But in addition to this one, like, I know the swine flu was around, which was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you could always interact with me and change and tell me the real truth if my facts ain't all the way straight. Now, swine flu and all that stuff of that sort that came out with the Great Depression and came out when
when the flu first came out, they gave people syphilis shot.
Oh yeah.
And they died from it, you know, then these were just black people.
But hold on, wasn't that from the man who was doing the airplane? Wasn't they the first one who's died? It was two brothers who was doing airplanes. I gotta go Google it because that was on the tip of my tongue. It may have had syphilis.
I can't remember. But if you know, that's why the people's family got that money for them. Because they didn't get the money until a long time after they were gone.
So now you're 65 years of living now. And we're going to
I've had a good life.
And also, you got a lot of more wisdom than a lot of people.
Right, right. And I know right from wrong. You know, sometimes they don't do right. You know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna let them kill me off before God ready for me to go.
Amen. This comes from a strong sister, y'all. Y'all don't even know the things she's been through. And then that's the reason why a lot of y'all kids too. And I don't care who listening. Value your parents more. Stop thinking it's about the streets, because the streets do not love you. The streets goes on, baby boy. And it's going to be here way before you, your generations, after that generation, after that. The street do not care. As long as they can make concrete, as long as they can make money, they don't give a fuck about you, trust me. But, Ms. Jenkins, is there anything else you want to say, baby?
I'm just saying, just be careful with yourself. Watch what you're doing.
Oh, okay, let me talk about something else. Okay, for the freak hoes, trick niggas. Watch out for your bodies too, because at the end of the day, you walk around kissing bitches, hugging motherfucking bitches or niggas, or sucking they thicks or whatever the fuck y'all bitches or niggas doing, and that transfers shit just like disease. If it's airborne, supposed to be, quote unquote, airborne, don't you think all this in my face been just messy as shit or sneaky links?
And something else.
Yes.
If it's airborne, what in the world makes you think can't nobody get it?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they got a shot. When they give you the shot, they give you the shot to put the thing in your body.
Thank you.
So you can be used to it. I don't need nothing in my body.
But another thing, if it was airborne, don't you think that it was airborne? Why do we need a little teeny ass mask? You can blow through that mask and get stuff. Why can't blow out the mask and blow air? Why can't you get something from coming inside? That mask is super freaking thin.
Right.
And then if you guys think about this, so when you put the mask on your face, it suffocates or get all your oxygen, whatever, in your body. So what if your purity in your body is not right?
Right.
So you still getting sick regardless.
Yeah. I've been so tired.
Yeah, and it's sucking. Yeah.
Tell me to put this thing on my face.
So, and I understand all this stuff. Like, I just think the government just trying to, because Trump fucked so much shit up. They gotta find ways and see. He did whatever he wanted to do. But where the bitch ass nigga at now? Where's all the popularity? Where's the motherfuckers who voted for him? How about now our government? We're just getting back. We're trying to get back. So the money that they dishing out right now, okay, thank you for the stimulus. But guess what? Our taxes are way motherfucking high, and y'all better listen to that one. I'm going to say it again. Taxes are very fucking high. Put it in the back of your files in your head, bitch. Hold the fuck up. When the fuck, and I'm talking about, okay, this is my type of motherfucking drug. Alcohol. Now, I'm not no alcoholic, but I do enjoy beers. Now, my 24-ounce of MGDs is for two, because they do two packs now. Remember, they used to have y'all have a singles. Now, they do two packs. Okay, my two packs was... now it's hyping up. Now it's $4.25. I live uptown, upscale to the more closer to the president's house. Do you know the two pack is it's almost $8. It's $7 for two beers. If I want to buy a 12 pack, that's almost $10. So do the math, how the economy going. You gotta fuck with them too. Now, all they got now is jobs. So I don't want to give a, I don't want to hear nothing about no motherfuckers talking about they ain't got no job or they cannot get a job. We've been putting the people in stone people's head for years. Get a trade. A trade you can never fail. Can you fail off a trade, Mom?
Yeah, I can.
A trade is something you have to do, basically, like one trade, like I'm qualified for Ohio Rock of Trades, HVAC, facility maintenance, electrician, plumbing. You need those things in your house. Landscaping, you need that type of stuff. Trade, home health care, you need that type of stuff. All people need trades in their life. I don't care if you're not going to college, get a goddamn trade. You need one or you will fall off. I mean, people have jobs. But who the hell, once you get older, share the cashier register, they gonna get somebody new. Because your ass too motherfucking old, be sitting up in the back, remember numbers. Right or wrong. So when you have a trade, that you can trickle that shit down to your family. Like, okay, I'm gonna put this in a ghetto situation because I know a lot of people gonna figure this out in a ghetto situation. Now say like, now I gotta bring it to the hood. Now say like a nigga came up from the dirt, but don't even need money. And they came up from, just say like, they family full of hustlers, right? So basically they trade gonna be hustling, but they all gonna know the outcome is. The outcome is jail time or death. Or you just switch that shit over to some shit that you can make your children last from, right or wrong. So if you have a trade,
now these kids are making their own money besides weed. You know what I'm saying? Selling drugs.
That's a trade, though.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. They need. You need. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You need a trade as when you get older. Like nobody not gonna sit there. Who the fuck needs somebody who? Now I ain't being funny or nothing. Chinks did the nails. Chinks did certain things. And
you know some black people won't go to black people.
They won't, because guess what? They get high sedity, they forget about where they came from. And I've been in that type of situation 11 years with a nigga. So I know they don't give a fuck. Once they on that high horse, they it's so hard to get them back down. Because they think they a rich, white, or Caucasian, or one of the motherfuckers who never been on the dirt ground. Anytime you was born up in D.C., baby boy, you should know, and she should bring back, or baby girl, bring back that shit to the community. Like, okay, now I ain't being funny. I should sell drugs a long time ago. It's the older I get, the more I know you don't bring drugs into your own community.
No.
You can't do that. Now, people smoking or whatever, let them do that smoking shit if they do it or whatever. But for you as a person, I know the common sense coming in one pretty time. And your cost, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now I be getting a little twisted. Mm. Now, for real, your conscience come in. So you'll be like, okay, dang, this is how people pass away. Then, as me having friends, I had to, before even my mom got sick, I was like, shoot, I gotta know all my friends' situations, because at the fact that I'm scared if anything happened, I went to medical school just for my family and my friends. I didn't start going to medical, all that medical training, and all the little fields and all that stuff, because that's not my geek. My geek is working my hands, as far as, janitorial work, HVAC, medical, anything on the computers, anything in the household supply, anything you need to be setting your shit up. Like, I know that shit. I know how to do HVAC and all that crazy shit. I'm a woman, but I like men jobs. But in the day, I know, like, our family, majority of our family, they live with nursing and shit like that. That's the reason why I did medical code of building, all the other shit. Graduated 3.93. CTI, hello. Career Technical Institute. Them bitches ain't give me shit but enough fucking part-time job. Fuck them. But I know how to do it, as long as I got them books ready. But guess what? What I'm saying, y'all know what? I'm about to chime out because I get too deep. I'm serious, because I'm about to go deeper. And I'll be back. Jenkins, thank you very much. You know something? Thank you. You got something else you want
to
say, baby girl?
You
want to talk about family real fast?
No,
and the value of family.
No, I'm good to go.
The value of
family.
No, goodness, the value of your family.
No,
that's
no me.
Okay, yeah, let me shut it down.